You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello, and God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is the Kingdom Sound broadcast. We are a radio ministry for our local church ministry, Victory International Praise Ministries. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors and senior leaders are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. They welcome you and send greetings to you. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. I'm excited to be back with you in the radio studio. Glad for the privilege and the honor that God has just given to be able to share nuggets from the Word of God, encouragement from the Word of God, strength from the Word of God, just to be cause all of us to draw closer, cause all of us to be strengthened, cause all of us to be encouraged, cause all of us to receive comfort from the Word of God. God is good today. I want to pray really quick, and then we're going to continue in the vein as the Holy Spirit is leading us. Father, thank you so much for today. We honor you and honor your name. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and invite you into our lives, invite you into our day, invite you into this broadcast. Speak to us from the mind of God. Lead and guide us into the thoughts and the encouragement of God for today's broadcast. We give glory to you. We give honor to you. We praise the great name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let somebody be encouraged today. Let some heart be touched. Let some heart come to know Jesus. Let some heart turn around. I pray in the name of Jesus today by this broadcast, changing lives, transform our lives. Holy Spirit, use it for the honor and glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Well, God bless you again. So glad that you're with us. We're here every Monday through Friday, right here at 6 p.m. on 1510 AM dial, 94.7 FM dial, 99.9 FM dial, or 100.7 FM, transmitting all through Brevard County. I want to continue teaching in a vein, just sharing really, from the subject that God can. I want to keep pressing in on that. God can. I want to keep reminding us that there is no limit to God's power. There's nothing that is too hard for God. And saying that, let me flip really quick to the book of Jeremiah. Let's look at Jeremiah 32, and then we'll look at Jeremiah 27. But Jeremiah chapter 32. Do you believe that today? Do you believe the word of the Lord that says God can? That says there's nothing too hard for God. Many situations, when we look at them in the natural, it looks like, I think God can, but I don't know about this God. But let me read from the scripture, Jeremiah chapter 32. I'll start and read verse 17, and then I'll read verse 27. Verse 17 reads, "Ah, sovereign Lord, he is sovereign, he is supreme, he's creator God. He's God alone. He's God Almighty." It says, "Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power. He's omnipotent. All power is in his hand. And you have out in your outstretched arm, you made the heavens, plural. You made the earth. You did it by your great power. You did it by your outstretched arm. Nothing, no thing, no one, nothing is too hard for you. I think I want to drop the mic right there. Nothing, no thing, no one, no situation, nothing that comes to my mind. What's coming to your mind as I say nothing is too hard for you? Nothing is too hard for God. Even that thing that popped up in our mind, nothing is too hard for God. So God is making it clear today. Nothing is too hard for him. Let's skip down to verse 27. And it reads, I am the Lord. Nobody else can say that. I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. So no matter what continent you're on, he says, I am the Lord. I am the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? I am the Lord. I'm the God of all mankind. You say, well, I'm a Buddhist. I'm a Muslim. I'm an atheist. I'm a this. We got labels. God says, I am the Lord. I'm the God of all mankind. I don't care who you say you are, where you say you live, who your people are, where you say you come from, what you label yourself as. I'm the God of all mankind. Every man, every human. Is there anything too hard for me? We're talking about God can. We're talking about the power of God, the ability of God. He's a God of all creation, of all mankind. He's the sovereign Lord. He's in charge. Can I break it down and make it simple? Let's look closer at what we have in God, at who he is. Let's go to Mark 10:27. Mark chapter 10, verse 27. Mark 10:27. Turn with me if you can, your Bible or your phone. But let's read this word for ourselves. And Jesus said, and looked around at his disciples, and he said, with man, this is impossible. With man, it's that the disciples had asked them a question in verse 26. They were like, who can be saved? Jesus said, with man, it's impossible. With man, there's limitations. With man, there's barriers. With man, there's restrictions. But verse 27, where we're highlighting today for our topic that God can, Jesus looked at his disciples and he said to them, he answered them, with man, this is impossible. Who can be saved? God, can you save this? Can you save my child? Can you save my marriage? Can you save my job? Can you save my house? Can you save my car? Can you save my children? Jesus looked at him and he said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible with God. With God, my situation is possible. We're talking about God possible today. God can, God possible. That is our thought today. So we're looking to the scriptures to find the evidence, to find the proof. God is not a God of limitations. He's a God of all the earth, of all mankind. And with him, nothing shall be impossible. Let me read a couple more scriptures. Let's go to Psalm 147. Psalm has a lot of expression about nature. Sometimes people don't understand the word. They haven't read the word, but nature makes declarations on God's behalf. Psalms 147, just two verses, verse 4 and verse 5, and it reads, God determines the number of stars, and he calls them by name. I can't imagine. Some of us can't even call all our relatives' name when they start having children, and we got great nieces, and we got great grands. God determines the number of stars, and he calls them all by name. Verse 5, great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. Nothing about him has limit. God has no limit. God can today. God can in your situation. God can in your story. God can in your children's lives. God can in your marriage and your relationships, your in-laws, your siblings, your parents. God can. The ministries, the people and the places we serve, on our jobs, with our responsibilities, God can, because he has no limitation. God can do it. This is the God that created the heavens and the earth. This is the God that formed and called life forth out of chaos, out of barrenness, out of desolateness, out of havoc. God called forth creation. This is a God that don't need you to give him a build an earth kit. This is a God that calls out of vast darkness. And God, he creates from within. He doesn't need a toolbox. He doesn't need a hammer and a nail. He is all sufficient. And he's all sufficient for you and I's lives and for what we need for life and godliness. Luke 1:37, I'm just trying to encourage us today that God can. He is the God of the impossible. What do you need a possible God to do? Where do you need a possible God to move? Get that in your mind. Open up your mind. Let's pray. God, give us greater capacity to eat this word today, to believe this word today. God, open up our capacity. Open up unused places within us where the Holy Spirit of God hasn't been getting access. Stretch us in our capacity to believe today that you can do that which is impossible. Stretch us in our capacity to believe today that you can do the impossible. What is going on in our lives? I want to say God is the God of the impossible when it comes to healing our bodies. Why? Because Jesus said he must be about his Father's business. And what did Jesus do? He went about healing all that were sick of diseases. He went about casting demons out of people and the children of people that were bound by satanic assault and oppression. Jesus went about doing good and healing and delivering and making and bringing the kingdom of God visible in the earth. God can. God has not changed. God has not changed his mind. God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He's still moving in healings. He's still moving in miracles. He's still moving in deliverance. He's still setting captives free. God is also still saving souls. God is looking for the lost. He's looking and seeking those that are lost. God can turn any situation around. God can turn the heart of the king. He can turn the heart of our unsaved loved ones. He can turn the heart of our rebellious children. He can turn the heart of our broken relationships. He can turn the heart of our spouses. He can turn our heart to him. He can, because he has no limit. Okay, we're Luke 1:37. I believe that's the next scripture. Luke 1 and 37. Luke 1 and 37. I'm almost there. Let's read this passage. Let's read a little bit about this. This is about Christ, so you know it's good. It's talking about Mary and Joseph being espoused to a virgin, and her name was Mary. And the angel Gabriel went to her and said, "Good greetings, you who are highly favored. I want to let you know the Lord is with you." Can I say to you and I today what Gabriel, what Angel Gabriel said to Mary? The Lord is with you. If you're on Team Jesus and you're saved and you know the Lord as your Lord and Savior and you've received Christ, the Lord is with you. If you don't know Jesus, I want to say God is for you and he wants to know you and he wants you to receive him. But if we're saved and we know the Father, we've accepted Christ, his Son, the Lord is with you. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what your situation is like, no matter what it looks like in the earth realm, remember, we're serving a God of the impossible. We're serving a God without limits. And so God says to you and I today, I'm with you. I'm with you in the hard place. I'm with you in the rock, between a rock and a hard place, where there's looks like no alternative, no solution, no answer, no fix. But God is breaking through. Boom, today. He's kicking down the door of our minds of limitation. God say, I'm with you. I see you. I'm with you. It might seem like you're between a rock and a hard place, but guess what? You're not. And the reason you're not is because we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we see through the eyes of Christ, by putting on the mind of Christ, and we look down on our situation from where we're seated in heavenly places, and we declare and we speak the word to that situation, the very word that we're reading on today. God is with me, so I'm not in a rock and a hard place. We shake off the cloak of heaviness that this enemy is trying to put on us. We shake off the cloak of depression that the enemy is trying to press us down and make us live in the natural realm and make us only see and function from a natural realm perspective. But God is opening our spiritual eyes today. And he's giving us a spiritual ear today to hear his voice declare booming loudly, I can do the impossible in your situation. I can do the impossible in your story. I can make the crooked places straight. I can make the sun, the time, go backwards. I can do what has never been done. I can do that which you've never seen before. I can shut the mouth of the lion. I can turn the heart of the king. I can cause the big fish to swallow someone at my command and spit him out at my command. I can cause the fire to not burn, scorch, singe, consume. I can cause the fire. Oh my God. Let the fire of God fall today on this broadcast. God, break through like a fire and burn the chaff in our hearts and minds that cause us to doubt you, that cause us to restrict our faith, to be restricted. Our faith, let it be unrestricted today. Father, as we grab hold of your word, did I even read the verse? Let me reread it if I did. Luke chapter 1, verse 37, but I'm going to start with 34. Mary answered. The angel came and gave her greetings. The angel came and said, God is with you. You're highly favored. God, the angel came and said, you don't be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. You're going to be with child. You're going to give a birth to a son. You're going to give him the name Jesus. And he is going to be great. And we thank God that he is great in us. And he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David. And Jesus Christ will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. And that is what we're talking about today. God can, God possible. And Mary declared, how can it be? What? Angel, she said, I'm a virgin. How am I going to have a child? How is God going to do all of this? Can I say to you, don't be afraid. I'm going back through what Angel Gabriel said. Stop being afraid. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray today and bind the spirit of fear. There's torment in fear. Father, I pray today. We bind the spirit of fear. We cancel its assignment on our lives and on our minds to cause us to doubt you, to cause us to not fully embrace that you can do the impossible. Father, we loose in its place love and a sound mind and faith in God. Don't be afraid. Number one, don't worry. Number two, how can it be? Because we look at Mary's response. She said, how can this thing be, to the angel? I'm a virgin. This don't make no sense. Can I say, first, point number one, don't be afraid. Point number two, don't worry how God's gonna do it. Point number three, can I say, just trust God in all your ways. Acknowledge the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge God. God, I give it to you. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. God, I give it to you. I don't know what kind of sense you can make out of it. I don't know what you can do with it. But God, I give it to you. God, I honor you. God, I bless you. God, I praise you. God, I lift you up. God, I commit it to you. Help me in this situation, Father. We just look to him. We just pray back his word. We say what he say in the word. We say what he shows us in the word. And the angel said, verse 35, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. The power of the Most High, he'll overshadow you. The Holy One born into you will be called the Son of God. And Elizabeth, your relative, she going to have a baby too. She who was barren is going to give forth birth. Verse 37, finally we're there. That's where I was trying to get us to. For no thing is impossible with God. And Mary, verse 38, let me go just that one verse further. Mary declared, I am the Lord's servant. I am the Lord's handmaiden. She answered, may it be to me as you have said. And the angel Gabriel, he left. Let's look more at Mary's responses. Mary said, first the angel said, don't be afraid. Point number one. Point number two, don't worry how God's gonna do it. Point number three, trust God, acknowledge God in it. Point number four, agree with God. This is huge. Luke 1:38, agree with God. Father, we agree with you even now. We agree with your word concerning us. We agree with your word that says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. We agree with your word that you can save, that you can deliver, that you can heal. We agree with your word. Christ redeemed us, Father, from the law of sickness and death. Father, we agree with your word. It's up to you how you execute it. It's up to you what you do, how you move, how you work it out, how you turn hearts, how you heal, how you deliver. It's up to you, because you're God, because you're sovereign, we read the scripture, because you're Lord. It's up to you. But Father, what is up to us is to have faith in God. And so today, Father, we agree with your word. We come into agreement like Mary. God is looking for agreement. He can do it. Where is our agreement? God is looking. Will you agree with me on earth as it is in heaven? God is looking for agreement. We pray, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let us decide as we're listening to this sound. God can, God possible, with God all things are possible. Let us come into agreement with that word. Father, we come into agreement with the word. We even stretch out our hands and we grab that word to us. We grab it and we take hold of it like Mary. Let it be. I'm the Lord's handmaiden. I'm the Lord's servant. Can we declare that? I'm the Lord's handmaiden. I'm the Lord's servant. Be it unto me as God has said. Let it be unto me, Father, as your word has declared. Let it be unto me, Father, as you have given me the word of the Lord through Rhema. Let it be unto us today. We are in agreement. We stand in agreement for the word of God to be performed. We stand in agreement today for the word of the Lord to be performed in our lives. We stand in agreement today for the word of the Lord to be performed in our children's life. For the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So we thank you, Father, that you can, that you desire to, that you will, that your word is our truth. Father, we thank you for faith rising as we read the scriptures and we're reminded of the truth of your word. We bless your name today and we honor you and we give you praise. I want to say again, you have been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. Please come and visit us. Our leaders, our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson, come Sundays at 11 a.m. or Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Remember today this word of the Lord that God can with all things. With God, all things are possible. I pray you're blessed. I pray that you're encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Without a doubt, the most dramatic event in the New Testament is the crucifixion of Jesus. In Matthew 27, you read about his heart-wrenching cry from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, John, we get the sense that something profoundly theological is going on in that exchange between the Father and the Son. What's really going on there?
What's really going on there is a very deep question, Denny. Let me say it this way. Jesus said that when it became dark for a period of 3 hours during the time of his crucifixion, it was dark. I think that is the time when he actually bore the sins of all the people in the history of the world who were and will be saved. In that three-hour period. The question is, how could Jesus in 3 hours absorb the eternal punishment for all the people who would ever believe through human history? The answer is, he could absorb an infinite amount of punishment because he is an infinite being. And it was then, as he was absorbing that judgment in the darkness, that he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He had never known up until those hours anything but pure, sweet, unhindered fellowship with the Father. And now that was severed in a way that is inexplicable, incomprehensible, as God turned from loving him perfectly to judging him perfectly.